I had a talk with me this morning. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I had a talk with me this morning. What was the talk all about? Yes, what was the talk all about? Well, I said to myself, "Good morning, Herb." And I answered me, "Good morning, Herb." And I said, "You are always a very happy, joyous fellow." "Yes, I know that. I make that my decision to be a happy, joyous fellow. I make it my decision to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." "Well, Herb, sometimes you have a pain or an ache. Sometimes you have a hurt. Sometimes you have to go to the doctor and check things out. Now, what's that all about?" "Well, that's whenever I let myself become concerned about the people with whom I associate. That's what happens whenever I let myself be concerned about the circumstances that are outside of me. And when I let those circumstances outside of me get inside of me, then I have trouble." "Well, Herb, why do you ever let circumstances outside of you get inside of you?" "Well, you get active in life. You get to seeing what other people are doing." "Well, Herb, if you are so wonderful, and if you are so positive, and you are so good, why is it you ever see anyone outside of yourself having any problems or having any circumstances that need to have attention?" "Well, I look at the world with a certain amount of compassion, and I should really have no compassion for anything. I should just look from the center of who I am. And if I look from the center of who I am, I will see everyone just like I am." "Well, if you see everyone just like you are, then how can you ever have compassion for anybody in respect to their having a problem or something like that?" "Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. Am I sort of living a duality? Or am I saying to myself, well, I'm a sharer and I'm a teacher and I'm a person who teaches other people how to find the highest and the best that's within them?" "Well, Herb, wouldn't you always help them find the highest and best that's within them if you always find the highest and best that's within you? If you always live by the highest and best that's within you?" "Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. And how could anyone ever come to you and ask for help on a problem? On a solution? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But on a problem, how could anyone ever draw your compassion, which really doesn't exist, how could anyone ever draw your compassion and therein cause you to have some unhappy feelings inside of yourself?" "Well, it's all by my choice." It's sort of a stupid choice, isn't it? "It's all by my choice. I allow the world around me to affect me because I see how perfect they are. I see right through the illusions that they're playing with. I see right through the games that they're playing with. Well, why do you let it bother you?" "Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. Why do I let it bother me? Do I really let it bother you?" "Yes, you do. If you have any outward expressions of any imperfections, those had to come from someplace. Now, if your own heart and soul are pure and beautiful, how could they come from anywhere? If you are your ideal spirit, mind, and body, how could any outward effect happen in your life which is not in keeping with your original purity and integrity?" "Well, the only way anything could ever happen in my life, contrary to my highest good, if I can say that, is when I allow myself to have any thought that is not my highest good. Well, how could you ever let any thought be in your mind that is not your highest good? How could you ever entertain any thought in your consciousness? How could you ever give it residence in your consciousness if it is not your ideal, if it is not your original purity and integrity? Well, the reason for that is that I allow myself to think that other people want to be just like me. I allow myself to think that other people in the universe want to experience the wholeness and perfection, the beauty and the harmony, the love and the joy that I experience. And then when I look at them, consciously choosing not to experience that, I say to myself, oh, that certainly is not right. That's not what I'm thinking. That's not what I'm believing. But if I ever recognize that anyone is doing anything that is contrary to me, if I recognize it, then I am it. Then I am doing that. Then I am putting that in my consciousness, and I am experiencing that in my world, and my body will outpicture it. It has to be. No matter what things go on, if I allow any little thought in my consciousness that says something in this world is awry, something is out of place, something is not functioning in its ideal, original purity and integrity, then that's what I am. But how would you always keep your thoughts pure and beautiful? How would you always keep yourself recognizing your original purity and integrity? How would you always be your ideal self at all times? Well, that's the point. How would I be my ideal self all the time? To be my ideal self all the time, I have to recognize that there is only me in this universe. There is only my experience in this universe. And all of the universe, this is the hardest thing in the world that it takes for a human to do. The hardest thing in the world is to recognize that you are the only person that is here, and everything that is outside of yourself, you have created for the moment. You have created to express who and what you are. And if you created people in unhappiness expressing what and who you are, then that's a strange thing to do, isn't it? If who and what I am is beautiful, wonderful, harmonious, peaceful, joyful, if who and what I am is all good, if who and what I am is the ideal of the universe, then how could I look out of myself and see anything other than who and what I am? When I look in the mirror, I see me. Now, all the world is my mirror. And if I look in the world and see what I think is not desirable, then that's me. I must look beyond all appearances to the truth. I must look beyond all the illusions and come up with my own illusion. If there is war, I see peace. And I see peace in the eyes and the hearts of all the people. I see peace in the homes of all the children and adults of the world. I see peace everywhere. I see peace. What are some of the universal concepts of the world? A universal concept, number one, is a home. Everyone has a home, whatever they may call it to be, a cave or a nest or a house or an apartment or whatever it may be, it's their home. My friend Anita travels New Zealand in her home. It's a little van that she has called Giggles. And she just delights to be in her home. And occasionally she will stay in other people's houses, and she will be in other people's lives, but her home is her van. That's her home. Now, she may at some time change the choice of her home. She used to have another home, another van, and before that she had other places that she lived, and every place that she was home. But now, she's in Giggles. That's her home. Now, where is your home? Is your home a house or a room? Is your home a castle or a mansion? Is it some lovely little tent? Is it some primitive place? Is it a nest? Like birds have their home, their nest. And when they're going to raise their young and they're going to have their eggs and they're going to hatch them, they have their nest in which they do that, their home. And animals have burrows in the ground, and that's their home. Everything has a home. The home may be within themselves. The amoeba is a one-celled being, and its home is within itself. And then every once in a while, it splits and spreads and becomes two and three and four, sometimes even more. But it's an amoeba. That's its lifestyle. Does it live in perfect harmony? Does it have any bacteria in it? Does it have any illnesses in it? Does it have any problems in it? Basically, no. Not that I've heard of, and I probably never will hear of them, because I see the amoeba as a perfect living object, perfect living cell. Now, what about you? Do you have perfect living cells within you? Do I have perfect living cells within me? Yes, I do. And every organ, action, function of my body is absolutely perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. So, if I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I do not give myself permission to see my body other than ideal. I keep looking at it as the ideal. I keep looking at it as the ideal. And as I keep my attention focused on my body as the ideal, and I tell it it's the ideal. We've been hearing some very excellent lectures on the body and on the mind and so forth. And they're uplifting and they're rewarding. And what they're doing is they're offering you an opportunity to change your attitude about yourself, to change your input into yourself so that your output will be different, to change your output so that your input will be different. It's just a matter of changing. Well, we do that with our energy massage. We take our fingertips, which are cruising with energy, and just gently move them over our entire body and say, I like you, I like me, 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 to every cell in our body. We go over every cell in our body over 5 or 10 minutes and just let our fingertips gently hover over each cell and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as we do this, we'll find that pretty soon we'll be liking our body. Instead of having negative experiences coming into our world, we'll have positive experiences coming into our world. Instead of having worries and concerns and objections to life, we will have only a belief and a delight in everything that we do. We have the greatest choice in the world. I often have a talk with myself, and I talk with my inner awareness, I talk with my subconscious mind, and my conscious mind talks with my subconscious mind, and my subconscious mind talks with my conscious mind. It's all one, but I separate them merely because this is how I think about them. And they're really not our mind. It's their subconscious brain and our subconscious and our conscious brain. We are conscious of our activities in our conscious brain, And with our autonomic nervous system, we are in our subconscious brain, which operates all of the functions of our body and takes care of all of the things that are going on, billions and billions of them, every minute, every second, and handling them with magical ability. And our conscious awareness or our conscious brain only handles one or two things at a time, basically one, and then goes on to the next thing. Oh, it holds things in reserve, but it's not working on them until it has its attention on it. We have the ability to do so many wonderful things, and we think, unfortunately, too often, that our reality is our conscious thinking, our conscious brain. And our reality, more likely, is our subconscious. It's our unconscious. It's where we are not aware of it. We're not aware of these beautiful things that are going on. And they are going on. And it's only when we get our bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits that our conscious mind has problems. I teach my conscious mind every moment of every day, I like me. I teach my conscious mind every moment of every day, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I teach my conscious mind every moment of every day, I express and live in my original purity and integrity. And how wonderful that is. How glorious that is. How comfortable. Because then my body does not have anticipation. We don't have excitement. We don't have things that upset us. We live in balance and harmony. We live now. We live in a very wonderful, dynamic, positive, forceful world, filled with every beautiful thing that I could ever choose for myself anytime in my universe. I live in my original purity and integrity. I'm a happy guy. I say this all the time. I say this morning, noon, and night. I say this under all circumstances. And I am a very happy guy. I am very much at peace. I am very content. And because I'm so content, I have a perfect body, ideal in every way. I do not release thoughts of anxiety. I take on thoughts of peace and balance. And as I take on these thoughts of peace and balance, I live in a wonderful world of peace and balance. I often talk with myself. I find it very charming and very rewarding. And as I talk with myself, I enjoy this. I enjoy talking with myself. I enjoy sharing with myself all of the wonderful things that are going on. Talking to myself and sharing with myself, I choose only to dwell upon my original purity and integrity. I choose only to develop a thought of awareness of my ideal self. And living in that consciousness and that awareness, I am indeed the happiest fellow. Know with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.